The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
If what you are telling me is true, if this is true about your God, then why didn't you come sooner?
Coming up, teacher, advocate, and speaker Christine Kane encourages us who have been rescued to reach out and rescue others.
See, what happens to most people is because they can't do everything, they end up doing nothing rather than the one thing that they can do. Because we can all do something. God did not leave us on the earth to do nothing.
Doing our part to rescue the suffering. Next.
We make it a few more months, we'll be married 50 years. Wow. Can you imagine us being together for 50 wonderful years?
I'm sticking with you.
We've got a great guest. I'm James Robinson. My bride is Betty. And we've got Christine Kane with us, and she wrote Undaunted. Y'all like Christine Kane? She's here. Daring to do what God calls you to do. And I am so glad that she's here. I want to mention something because I think it's important when we're thinking about doing what God called us to do. We not only think about what do we do now, but how well do we manage what God's entrusted to our stewardship or our watch care? And what do we do if we're reaching, say, the last years of our life and we wonder what can we do beyond our life to really impact the world for the glory of God? If you'll go to our estate planning services and go to Ways to Give on the lifetoday.org. We can, now think about this, you say, well, it's just a way you're trying to get something from us. I'm trying to give something to you that could save your family and you an enormous, not only amount of, let's say, discomfort and challenges because of things not being in order for you and for your family primarily, but also to show you how you can bless your family and touch people all over the world. So go to that website. There it is. Just click there, and we will be glad to, if you ask for it, have someone give you the kind of counseling advice that can really make a difference. Very, very important. You can't believe how many people have said thank you for what you did for our family. But then also, we've been able to see what families have done for the kingdom of God. It is absolutely thrilling to watch what love does, even beyond this life and in this life. Christine Kane is here. Welcome, Christine, to Life Today. We're so glad you're here. We are right now in an emphasis where we're talking about sex trafficking, the problems of people being literally sold into it and little children being preyed upon. And you were abused.
Yes.
So you know the pain from that end. You weren't sold. You weren't like held captive.
Right.
But that's what's happening to children, very small children. You know the horror of it, and you know the horror of what it is because you got it on your heart, and you actually tell in Undaunted.
Yes.
You kind of reference it in something like what's happened with Schindler.
Yeah.
But you talk about an experience that you had with someone who was being trafficked, who was trapped. I'd love you to tell that. And by the way, you need to get the book. It's great. We will today. And we are giving Indivisible because we're trying to prepare you for the future, not just an election, but for the direction of our nation. And this really is a textbook out of darkness, out of despair and out of debt for our nation and personally, and to secure the future. But we'll also send Undaunted. This one's all tabbed and marked up. But we will send it to you if you just help us do what we're talking about right now, and that's rescue people. Tell us that story because it's powerful.
Well, I was sitting with a whole group of girls that had just been rescued. One was telling me a story how she'd been shipped over with 60 girls in a shipping container to Istanbul. And when they opened the container, the oxygen tank had broken and 30 of those 60 girls had died. Mm. They took the remaining 30 and locked them in apartments and then just continued to rape them. And then they were taking them from Turkey across to Athens to be sold into brothels. Well, going across in in a little boat on the Mediterranean. The Coast Guard came so the traffickers, so that they wouldn't get caught with the girls, threw the girls overboard. Now, these girls had never seen ocean. They'd never been in rivers. They'd never been in water. And so 25 of those girls drowned. And five girls made it into the brothel. Out of 60. Five. So the authorities did a raid, brought the girls into one of the shelters. And I'm sitting there listening to that story, thinking, if I was not hearing this with my own ears in the 21st century, as you and I sit here today, girls are being shipped across the earth in containers and sold.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
Me too. It was just, I have got no words, but this is what fueled the whole book. And then next to her was a girl from Russia, a very young girl. And she said to me, why are you here? Now, she'd only been rescued the day before, so she doesn't know if I'm a trafficker or she doesn't know what I am. And I began to tell her about what happened to me and how there's a God in heaven that loves you, that can restore you, has redeemed your life. I began to give her the good news and a gospel of hope and love and grace. But as I was doing that, tears streaming down her face, she yelled at me. This was my moment. And she said, stop, stop. If what you are telling me is true, if this is true about your God, then why didn't you come sooner? And those words, then why didn't you come sooner, just echoed in my mind. I just looked at her, and that's what I call the Schindler's List moment. That moment when Oskar Schindler in the movie, he's getting the award for saving the Jewish people, and then all of a sudden they're trying to thank him, and he gets a revelation of how much he didn't do. And he takes off his pin and his watch and his ring and his car, and he says, this could have been one more person. This could have been 10 more people. And as I was sitting in that shelter, that was my moment of, like, what else really matters other than rescuing human beings if we've been rescued? And I thought, what do I say to this girl? What was so important? And then you begin to do a little inventory of your life, of all the things you thought were so important that stopped you from going to helping somebody else in whatever way that might be. And always it could be whether I'm going to give, but I'll give later. I might get this manicure first, or I might just upgrade the boat first, or I might. And all of a sudden, can I just say, when you're sitting this close to someone that says, if this is true about your God, then where were you? That manicure, that car upgrade, that house, it sort of doesn't seem anywhere near as important.
But we don't like to think about such horrible things happening to people. We kind of dismiss it. We don't want to look at it or hear about it. But it's happening here, too.
Very much. Right here in America, we're all involved in helping to see young girls rescued here. There are so many girls that, and the kind of trafficking that happens in America is often a little bit different to what happens in Eastern Europe or even in Thailand. But here, a lot of young girls, perhaps they come from single-parent families, very often looking for love, the absence of a father figure. They're befriended often by someone at school, a young boy that will pretend to woo them and love them. And before they know it, they're caught in a cycle of being sold for sex. And it happens far more frequently than people think in most cities in America.
We've been working with you now for some time.
Yes,
and you know what we've been doing all over the world. And by the way, when I say we, please understand that's not James and Betty. It's we, all the viewers of Life Today. As a matter of fact, I've got to be honest with you. You're like this whole Life Outreach and Life Today ministry. It's almost like a spiritual 911. I mean, think about this today. We will ask people to rescue children from this sex trafficking. And there'll be a response. There'll be people who say, I'll rescue someone. There'll be many people who call, I'll rescue someone. And there'll be people who call and say, I'll help you build a center, a home for these people you rescue. There'll be those that, but during that time, 80% of the calls that come in on that 800 number, now there it goes. I'm going to put it up on the screen. You see it. That's paid for by love. By whose love? Betty and I cannot handle that bill.
Right.
It's paid for by viewers of Life Today who say we care about the person calling with a broken heart.
Yeah.
They just need a friend. They need a prayer. They want somebody to care. And so 80% will be calling, but the others will be calling and say, I want to help. So this whole ministry is like a 911.
Totally.
Because missionaries, they land at the airport and say, where's Life Outreach?
Yep.
And they end up here. And, I mean, we basically have to sort through because they know. And matter of fact, they have to kind of keep me from all the missionaries because I'll give it away. It's like Jim Rogers said, you'd give away every vehicle, you'd give away the buildings. This building laid here, this big studio laid here for over 3 years, tilt-up concrete laying on the ground. because we couldn't tilt it up because we were doing so much feeding and rescuing people. Finally, the missionaries came over and had a prayer meeting that they'd tilt the walls up.
I love that.
Because they got tired of watching us with lights right over our head trying to do a television program and couldn't even have an audience. So it was the building was literally prayed up. You are a place, a 911 spiritually, to get aid to people all over the world. So is
Absolutely.
This a worthy thing for people to support?
Yes.
I know you're friends with Lisa Bevere, you're friends with Beth Moore. Both of them have been a part of our mission outreaches. Does it work?
It works absolutely, and without it, there is no hope. That's the bottom line. And when you know, and you know, there are some things that I think the Lord allows you to see so clearly that are literally life and death, that I feel like it's an honor that I get to see, and we get to work really hands-on with the girls. And you go, this is really true. This is really the difference. What people are giving is the difference between life and death, between being in prison, you know, and in slavery, and being free. It's that simple. And if the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, you know, because He's anointed us to set people free, then all of us can play a part. We can't all do everything. We don't all need to be over in Russia or Thailand or Nepal, but we can all play our part to make sure that that's done.
And that's what you make clear in Undaunted.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally say in the subheading, daring to do what God calls you to do, which is to be whom God called you to be, which is light and salt. And you just said it so well just then. Everyone can have a part in the heart of God.
Totally.
We don't measure how big that part
no.
is or how important your part is. All of our parts are important. I want you to listen to this letter from an Australian girl.
Come on.
This girl is 11. Now, listen to what she said. This is powerful.
I love it.
Dear James and Betty, hi. My name is Gina Nichols, and I'm 11 years old, and I live in Tasmania, Australia. Last year, I found out about your ministry, Rescue Life. I was looking at some letters, and I found a letter with a plea to help Rescue Life free children from sexual enslavement. Now, there's no question that we had written a letter about this to one of her family members, probably one of her parents. And obviously that parent got that letter because they had helped us do something in the way of missions. It might have been drill a water well. It could have been feed starving children. But then because they have compassion, and by the way, if you get on our mailing list, you'll never be lonely. I promise you, I will write you. You will never say again,
awesome.
Nobody ever writes me. James and Betty will write you. And by the way, don't take offense at that. Don't say, why'd they write me this letter? Why do they always ask for money? Because as long as I'm living, as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to plead the cause of the widow, the orphan,
Beautiful.
The downtrodden, the overlooked, and the forgotten. I'm going to do that as long as I live. So don't ever wonder, is James going to be asking us to help? You better believe it. Because God commissioned us to help. And you know what our viewers tell us? It's the greatest joy of our life.
Totally.
We just love to help people because we know it works. Love never fails. So she found this letter that I wrote to somebody like you who had a caring heart. Now watch what happened. This is an 11-year-old girl. I immediately thought, how can I help? 11 years old. I want to help these children. I had a spark. And when I got to meet Lisa Bevere, my spark turned into a fire. I began praying, how could I help? God answered my prayer in a way I did not expect. Soon after I met Lisa, I was asked to go to a card-making party, and that gave me an idea. I could sell cards and raise money to rescue children. My mom, now do you call mums, mom in Australia. My mom agreed, and so now I sell cards for $3 to raise funds to give to Rescue Life. With God's help, I've raised over $2,000, and I've given enough money to free exactly 23 children through your ministry, Rescue Life. Praise the Lord. You think that's a praise the Lord?
I love it. I love it.
Through my ministry, she says, through my ministry, she's 11, through my ministry. This is what Paul called the ministry of giving. And he said it three times in one passage. You have the ministry of giving, the ministry of giving, the ministry of giving. She said, through my ministry, as my mom likes to call it, I have been able to spread the gospel to people in my community. I've also been given opportunities to share about Rescue Life, such as being on a university website, speaking at a church, and asked to talk about it on a radio program, and write an article about Rescue Life for my church. Thank you so much for what you do to help these children live up to their God-designed purpose.
Beautiful.
May God bless you, Jenna. This is a photo of me with one of my homemade cards, and we'll put that up large. cards on the screen. You, Jenna, you are a blessing. You talk about being a part in God's heart. Wow. 11 years old. And a little child, Selena. Doesn't that bless you coming from your country?
I love that. See, what happens to most people is because they can't do everything, they end up doing nothing rather than the one thing that they can do. So she found the one thing that she could do,
she
did
found
something,
the part that God
and that was her part. And most of us get crippled and immobilized because we get daunted that we can't do everything.
You know, we just got a couple of minutes to tell this. We met with a very wealthy couple. The girl had been terribly abused and very, very poor, but she became very successful on the floor. What did she discover on the West Coast?
The same thing we've been talking about, the trafficking of young girls, and where they will find young men or young boys to go in the schools to go and entice these young girls because they're wanting to be noticed, they're wanting to be felt special, and so these boys will make friends with them and then tell them that they really care about them, and then they'll take them out, and then they get them into the trafficking and threaten them, threaten their families if they don't do what they tell them to do. And so this dear friend of ours is working with young girls like that to get them out of that trafficking.
She's rescuing them at great risk. Mm-hmm. She's paying to get them and some of them to move them out of the community. Here's what's happening. These predators are using teenage boys to find vulnerable girls and recruit them with all kind of promises, find out if they're vulnerable, and then they get them and basically get them as a prisoner, and they begin to threaten them with all kind of things happening to them and to their family if they don't accommodate, and they begin to service people for money for these people who are trafficking them. It's hard. This happened in the United States.
Yep.
These are the kind of things that we've got to break. And at great risk and sacrifice, this family is doing this. This is some of the people that are successful that we all often like to think don't have a heart, and yet you'll find even the conservative people, the most charitable people on the planet, the people who are liberal about God and liberal about a lot of things, they're not liberal about giving and helping. They want somebody else to do it, take and distribute. They don't give. But caring people are going to give ourselves, just like this girl. And I know this is what in Undaunted you're challenging people to do. Everywhere you go, Christine, you challenge people to take their part in God's heart.
Definitely, definitely. And I think because we can all do something. God did not leave us on the earth to do nothing. He gave us all a part to do. And I think sometimes we become daunted because we compare ourselves amongst ourselves and we think, I'm not that and I can't do that. And all we look at is what I can't do and what I don't have. And rather than saying, hang on a minute, let's start with what I do have. Do what you have. Where you are, with what you can, and just start somewhere.
You've seen what we do all over the world. And like you said, and like you know, we've been working with you behind the scenes for many, many years. Our viewers oftentimes want to know, is what we're doing and what we're involved in, like with Life Outreach, do you believe it's effective? Is it good stewardship? Is it a good investment?
Without a doubt, you know, and I mean, like all of us, and in the day and the hour in which we live, it's so important that we're all very conscious of how we steward God's resources. And that's, and you know, Nick and I have loved that with you guys right from the outset, is your absolute impeccable integrity, making sure the money goes where you say that it's going to go, and that it translates into lives being transformed. And I think that's awesome. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to make sure the people that are giving and sowing into this project want to make sure that the money is really rescuing girls and helping to restore their lives and rebuild their lives. And I can say with total integrity, being involved with you right from the outset of what we've been doing, that's exactly what happens.
Well, would you say thanks to Christine just for her ministry and her leadership? Christine, one of the things that we're doing, and we're doing this right now in Nepal, a former beautiful model has just her heart been broken because she too was abused. And she's over there, and we're teaching these girls that we get out of the sex trafficking to make these beautiful necklaces, and we're giving it to those of you who will help us rescue one of these precious, precious people from this trafficking, and to say thank you. We're sending the book Indivisible, and we'll gladly send Christine Cain's Undaunted to say thank you just for whatever God puts on your heart to give. Now, here's what you need to understand. It takes $128 to rescue someone from the sex trafficking. That's an investment. But it's going to be matched. We've got some caring friends, Betty, who said whatever people give this week, we'll match it. That means it'll be doubled. We're building a life center in Nepal. We need $1,000 gifts and up. Whatever you give, $1,000, it'll become $2,000. Give $5, it becomes $10. We're asking you to help. I want you to watch because I want you to kind of see firsthand what we're doing, and I want you to understand how important it is and that it does work. Watch very closely.
You know, the old lady, they feed the small girl for the help sick with the foreigner. They pay money a lot for the they need for the steel virgin.
Human traffickers target innocent children who then become enslaved in a multi-billion dollar a year industry called the sex slave trade.
So imagine this, one girl taken from her family, whether she's kidnapped or tricked, if she is sexually abused over and over again, maybe 8 to 10 customers that she may have to service in one day.
We're fighting for children that can't fight for themselves, children that would be otherwise used in the sex trade or be bought and sold like animals for monetary gain. It's not right.
It's kids just like these that right now they're begging, but they are also bait for predators. If we don't get them off the street, they will be the next trafficked victims.
And when these children become enslaved and don't comply, horrible things are done to them by the human traffickers.
When I was a child, I seen a lot of things in front of my eyes.
They are cages somewhere like that. They are keeping a child as an animal. Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
It is tragic what's happening to children, innocent children, and it's not right. Our hearts are burdened by all the children that are crying out for help today, this moment, that need intervention, that need help, that are waiting for someone to hear their cries. And we can only do it with your help.
It's so horrible to imagine that those things happen to little children, those precious little children begging, but also they're preyed upon by the predators. And they're taken and used. It's hard to even fathom people doing that. Hard to imagine that. But it's also hard to imagine, Betty, that we could look and know that we've got people in place and we've got systems that work and can build a haven of hope, and that we wouldn't respond to just do something. It looks like everybody would want to.
Well, I know as a mother, my first impression would be, oh, I want to go grab all those precious children and hold them in my arms and let them know there's a way out. Well, we can't do that physically. We can't gather them all up. But there is a way out, and that's through your prayers, first of all, but through your giving. We can provide a safe haven for these precious children that I feel like when I look into their eyes, they're opening their eyes every day wondering, is there any hope out there? Is someone going to save me? Well, we can be that way for them. I hope you will join us.
Well, you know, we've got the people that were called there, like Carol Hart, you saw, that had those little children around them. We helped them build the largest home for people in that area in Thailand, which is the big sex capital of the world. And to see what has happened there, to take those children who've been trafficked and then see them singing and happy in a beautiful place. We're doing the same thing because of model, because Giselle saw something that she said happened to me, and I can help these people, and found the situations in Nepal, which is not far from Everest, this great, incredible, beautiful mountain, and yet this terrible poverty, and then these precious children taken into the sex traffic, most of them into India and other areas. But we can get them out. She's the one that went in and said, once we get them out, we're gonna give them a trade. We're gonna teach them how to do something that where they can sell something and make a living. And we are giving these beautiful necklaces that they made. We'll send one to every one of you who said, I'll rescue one of those out of that trafficking. I'll get one of them out of that prison. And when you do it, it takes $128. It's gonna be doubled. It's gonna be matched, so you'll be rescuing two. And then think about this. Some people say, well, I couldn't give $128. That's a stretch for me. $64 right now will be doubled. And then you'll have enough to rescue one. You'll have what that little 11-year-old girl said she had. It'll be a miracle that you'll be a part of. So we're asking you right now to go to the telephone, dial the number, take your bank card. This is the last week. We really need to hear from every one of you that have any ability to help at any level, knowing it'll be doubled. If you can help us build that Life Center in Nepal, make a gift of $1,000 or more, please do that. We're sending the Lion and the Lamb bronze to say thank you. It's a beautiful collectible. We're sending the book Indivisible for any gift that you make. I mean, if you make any gift of any size, and we're also sending the Christian Vote Pen just to remind people of the responsibility that we need to care about not only elections, vote, but also be concerned about praying about the direction of our country, because we need to make some correction. So we'll send this to say thank you, but I'm asking you to go online, lifetoday.org, dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check, but please Make the best gift you can and know that it will be doubled because of the love and compassion of others who said, we want to help you have an even greater effect. Thank you so much for making that call. Thank you for doing your part.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And we can also build the New Hope Life Center in Nepal, which will be a safe house for children for years to come. And now, a miracle opportunity of a $384,000 matching gift. With a cost of $128 to rescue a child, that means your gift of $128 will be matched to help rescue two children, and $64 will be matched to help rescue one more child. With your gift, please request Indivisible by James Robison and Jay Richards, a soul-stirring read for every Christian who desires to restore America to the values that formed our strong foundation, built on faith, family, and freedom. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you will receive a unique and beautiful necklace, handcrafted by women who were survivors of human trafficking and slavery. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000, which will be matched to $2,000 for the New Hope Life Center. And you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture, The Lion and the Lamb. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
We want to also mention that along with Indivisible, we'll send you Christine Cain's book, Undaunted. It is fantastic. What a journey. What a story. And we want to thank you for whatever God puts on your heart. I think it's really important. I remind you this last week. We need to hear from everyone. Whatever you do, not think my gift's too small. It's huge because it literally gives people a chance at life. And we're going to tell them about the love and life of God. Would you join Betty and me in saying a great big thank you to Christine Cain? What a blessing to you. Christine, we love you.
Love you guys.
You come back anytime. You got something to say or share, you just call us up.
I'm telling you.
Call 911 spiritually and say, I got something I want to say, okay? Y'all like that for her to come back? Thank all of you for watching. Tell your friends to watch Life Today. Tell them about Wednesdays with Beth. They'll enjoy.
Today that Jesus Christ is not ashamed to call you sister.
Having honor restored in your family tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.